Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Thursday edition, the pretty open edition. The I can report to you that the people of Indianapolis and the Indianapolis Colts are not buying the Jordan Love May play. Now, they're going to be pretty surprised when he plays on Sunday at Lambeau Field then, aren't they? Edition.
Oh. Wow, reporter? Is that reporter or analyst, Wilde?
That is neither. That is facetious Wilde edition of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. And the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Oh, fresh cut?
Fresh cut. Yeah, that was part of the day yesterday.
He is joined there by Pablo.
Everyone on YouTube loves Pablo. There he is. Yeah.
I saw him in a picture in my Instagram feed with Lauren Helmbrecht of WFRV-TV, and he was repping his ESPN Madison t-shirt. So, good job, Pablo. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm always good when you text something about the show, which doesn't happen often, and then you text, I got the open. I don't know if there's... I got the open. I don't know if there's four better words that I get on a text from somebody than when Jason, Jay, Blanken, Wilde text me, I got the open. So, sir, go ahead and take the open. Oh, I can sit back with my coffee and just listen to what's going on.
Yeah, I got four words for you. Go blank yourself. So, here's what happened.
That's four words.
I don't want to be preachy, okay, but I'm going to be. So there's two things that really, really, really very, very, very frustrating to me, okay? One, from a professional perspective, is unethical journalism.
Okay, I
don't cover
that. Big UJ.
Yeah, big J journalism.
Budge.
Is that like lowercase J?
I don't yogging.
That's funny, Jesse.
I am
Jesse
not.
Jesse, a day off, his humor comes right back, baby.
He gets refreshed fresh. For sure.
And the good news is, it looks like there's going to be a lot of days now for old Jenny. All right, continue, Budge.
I really am bothered by people who don't take the ethics of journalism seriously. I understand I'm not covering the presidential election, thank God. I don't do politics. I don't do, you know, news. I do sports. So it's, I don't want to be a hypocrite, but it is a little bit easier to be, air quotes, ethical when you do this job. And I really don't like people who root for themselves to be right and behave in a manner that increases the likelihood that they are right in journalism. So I hate that. Not okay with me. Big problem with
that. Is there some context with this, or is this just you?
If you would let, if I say I've got the open, then shut up and let me talk.
Hey, you paused. So I thought that was the first part, and then there was a part two. So I wanted you to expand, because you always tell me you don't ask me questions. I thought that was part one, and I would love for you to expand and then get to part two. But continue, oh master, continue on.
Oh my, like I'm the genie now, just because I've got the open on a rare occasion.
Jeez.
Two, I don't like people that can't say I was wrong. I may be married to one of those people. Oh, I just got an oh shut up from off camera. I have a child who fits that bill, and there's a few other people that have come through my life that can't admit when they're wrong. Hate it. Hate it. It's not that hard. It's not fatal to admit you were wrong. Just admit you were wrong, and let's move on. Okay? So, again, I would be a hypocrite if I didn't admit when I was wrong. So, one of the tenets of journalism is to talk to the people who know. Now, sometimes they lie to you. Sometimes they mislead you. Sometimes they say the door is pretty open that the quarterback is going to play this week. But more often than not, they shoot you straight. And so after a somewhat heated back and forth earlier in the week about Keyshawn Nixon returning the kickoff with 27 seconds left, we both had opinions. Then Matt LaFleur gets up there on Monday and says, that's on me. It's a miscommunication. I didn't get it communicated clearly enough. Which, for those of us that heard him say that, that clearly indicated, right? I didn't want him to take it out. He took it out. Because if I'd have clearly communicated what I wanted, he wouldn't have done what I didn't want him to do. But because I believe in being thorough, I saw Keyshawn Nixon in the locker room yesterday. And so I'm hovering a little bit by the laundry hamper, and he gets a big smirk. We have a really good working relationship. I told the story of his mom and her battle with breast cancer. So he and I are really good. He's colorful. He's one of the few guys in that locker room that might talk some blank when you talk to him. Okay? So I enjoy talking to Keyshawn. So I decided, all right, let's go straight to the kickoff returner and find out what was supposed to happen the game on Friday at the end when he took it out of the end zone 8 yards deep and decided to try and win the game. Now,
again,
the easy route is to take my victory lap and say, I was right, Tausch was wrong, woohoo, and not engage him in this conversation. And after engaging him in the conversation, it would have been even easier to not tell you guys that I talked to him. But
uh-oh,
I did. And not only did I talk to him, but I sent Jesse the audio. So without further ado, now again, I don't mean to disrespect you, Tausch, but you are a little bit older now, and a lot of the guys
just
that are on the team...
Yep. Let me know when I can speak again. I wanted to be very respectful.
Good.
There.
Well, thank you. It's a rarity not to be interrupted on this program.
Jesse, what do you think Keyshawn's going to say? Because this is a great little cliffhanger. This isn't quite like who shot JR back in '82.
Great reference.
This is a good little cliffhanger. I think I'm going to end up being right on this. That's the way Wildy's leading me, but I can't wait to hear.
It does seem, unless he set you up for a real twist.
He could be. He's a rascal. He is a rascal.
Magnum PI over here totally figuring it out. Wow. Because we don't do the shtick if you don't turn out to be right, you jackwagon.
He did swear in the clip, so I did have to listen to it beforehand and make an edit.
You did.
I don't even know what swearing is
but,
on this show.
We know. But what so,
this one you would have known.
Pretty obvious on this one.
All right. So without further ado, I just wanted to explain. I didn't call you by name because I didn't think he would know who you were. Elton would know who you are.
Fair.
Few other guys would, but I had to explain to him. Kenny Clark obviously knows
touch?
Who you are.
It's really Casey's touch, isn't it?
Yep.
So here, without further ado, is my conversation about the kickoff return at the end of the game on Friday night with one Keyshawn Nixon.
The other part of my job is I do a radio show every day with a guy who played right tackle here for 11 years, and we had a huge debate. What's more likely, Keyshawn taking that kickoff back or Jordan hitting on a Hail Mary?
Keyshawn?
Well, that's what he thinks, too. I love you dearly, but 8 yards deep, I'm not, you know, maybe at the goal line.
They don't want to give me the ball.
In all seriousness, were you, LaFleur said there was a miscommunication. Did you just, you being you, trying to make a play and make something happen, or were you not? What happened?
They told me to do that. It was just, we didn't think we were going to get a wide kick like that. So after they told me, it was just, they f***ed up the kick, so it made it harder.
Okay, so the plan was, though, for you to take it out. And but it, if it was that type of kick,
we wouldn't have took it
then
out.
It's no.
Yeah.
But you just...
So there you have it. The plan was on a normal kickoff, even if it was in the end zone, if it was manageable and not a wide kick to the back corner like it was, Tausch was right. Matt LaFleur wanted it returned. Now, given where the ball landed... Apparently, the part that he didn't communicate was if it was that type of kickoff, don't return it. But be that as it may, you were right and I was wrong.
Why are we surprised? Like, I tried to tell you. And just because someone, and by the way, Jason, I don't know if this is what you're looking for. Thank you. For the first time, I think you actually have admitted that you were wrong.
Well, that's
something.
Not true.
And
that's false.
You went and did some journalism afterwards, which I can appreciate. So, again, Keyshawn Nixon, he's a dog. He thinks he can make every play. He has made a bunch of big plays. It was common sense to me. And just because Matt LaFleur says something publicly, that's not – and you of all people know this. Goody has done this to you numerous times. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to always get the public. If you talk off air and off the record, he'll tell you. But he has to message his football team, and he has to message everything. And he's not always going to tell you on the record publicly exactly what was happening. And that's what I tried to tell you. But you, being the old war horse that you are, stuck with your plan. And I appreciate that you went and did that. I do.
Wow. Dynamite response.
What did you want me to say? Like, I'm not shocked at all by this.
You just take your victory lap and move on. All right. So Keyshawn Nixon, we also talked a little bit more about the kickoff return and how it's playing out right now. He believes that they are going to continue to kick. No, he believes they're going to kick... touchbacks against him and continue to do so because the penalty for a touchback is not severe enough. He and I talked about the idea of having it go out to the 35.
Put it in the red zone. Let's just put it in the red zone on the other end.
Well,
let's do that. What does Keyshawn want?
He wants the return kicks is what he wants.
Well, he just did, and he got it back to the 16, and he had old Wildy critiquing the hell out of him because he did it.
Yeah,
did you let him know that You thought it was a really dumb move, and then you...
I've made it very clear that I was not pro-return. But, given the circumstances where the ball was kicked, he was not supposed to return that ball specifically. But be that as it may, he thinks that teams are just going to keep kicking touchbacks. I think the statistic from week one was that touchbacks dropped from 72% in week one last year to 64%, so there were fewer touchbacks. Okay. But, again, I don't think it's punitive enough. I think it's better to just put the ball at the 30. That extra 5 yards is not ideal, but you're not risking having someone take it back for a touchdown like Arizona did. That's Keyshawn's view.
Yeah, at some point, I get it, but at some point it's just getting to be borderline ridiculous. Well, 35. Well, they're still thinking it's not punitive enough. Oh, the hell, just give them to it at the 40, and if they kick it out of bounds, give them to it at the 50. And if they kick it out of bounds and it's short, give them to it at the 45 on the other side. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? We don't need games. Not every game needs to be 35-31. Like, give me an old slobber-knocking 10-7 tussle.
Well,
I'm
we might get that on
too.
Sunday.
I hope we do. It'd be great.
Don't. Entertain me. All right. I want to get to Matt LaFleur.
I have swayed. I have been swayed saying, to be entertained tonight.
I want to get to Matt LaFleur saying the door is pretty open. It's unfortunate that was last month's Pella Reed about entry doors. And now the door is pretty open, and we're going to talk instead about hitting for the cycle with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, that's the beautiful part about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They have it all. Open windows, closed windows, doors, blah, blah, blah. They are the window and door equivalent of hitting for the cycle. Pella manufactures all of their own products, and each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure that it withstands the test of time. Quality craftsmanship and innovative design are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. Order by September 30th. Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. And as our girl Gina always tells us, certain restrictions, they do apply.
Well, apparently there are very few restrictions on Jordan Love, other than not practicing at all yesterday. We will talk about the likelihood of him starting Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Dancing.
LaFleur speaking with reporters yesterday. I was there for that one instead of sitting in my car because I didn't want to come in late after spending some time with Doc McKenzie. Speaking of Doc McKenzie, he is part of the Packers medical team, which must decide whether Jordan Love will be cleared or not to play in Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts. Tausch, before we play this clip from Matt LaFleur, since you texted me as soon as you heard it, what do you believe is going to happen on Sunday? Not what you're reporting, not your analysis, just your opinion on what is going to happen at the quarterback position for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play.
So then what are we
going to start?
Then what are we doing, do you think, here?
Subterfuge. I think I think you're trying to, you know, keep any competitive advantage that you have or that you think you have, but and maybe just holding out a little bit of hope. But for the most part, my guess is that the offensive staff is looking at this and trying to figure out what can we do offensively on Sunday that will highlight Malik's skill set and this offense, given the chance to be as efficient as possible. How do we kind of put something together, Band-Aid or whatever, gauze up something that we can figure out, we can have some success with. That's, I'm guessing, the plan. I do not believe they think Jordan Love will be available to play.
Well, here is what Matt LaFleur had to say on that very subject yesterday with us inside the Packers Lambeau Field Media Auditorium.
I'd say it's pretty open. He's doing a nice job. He's spending a lot of time in the training room. Our guys have done a great job with him, Flea and Nate, and all our athletic trainers, our strength staff. And but at the same time, like I told you guys, he's got to be cleared. We got to feel like he can protect himself, and he's got to be confident enough to go out there and do that. Until that happens, then we're not even going to think about that.
We're not even going to think about that, but when someone asks you whether the door is more or less open than it was on Monday, and you say it's pretty open, it means you are either thinking about it or at least talking about it. Now, again, I don't understand what this is accomplishing, and I thought Gabe Neitzel this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy when I joined them, as I do three times a week.
Is that the guy we snub, right, for Boldathon?
Yeah, he had a sneak into the Boldathon through the back door because Jesse didn't include him. But he made a good point. So if we're so sensitive, and you know I know sensitive, if we're so sensitive about Malik Willis's feelings that we dispute a accurate report that they at least did the legwork to see if Ryan Tannehill would consider coming to Green Bay. Like, we played some word games there, right? We didn't talk to anybody. Well, you didn't talk to Ryan Tannehill. I believe you when you say that. But they explored the possibility, right? But if we want to make sure we shoot down that possibility publicly, because we want Malik to feel like we believe in him. Is this showing that you believe in him by keeping hope alive publicly on Jordan Love? Or is this a situation like we had with the 49ers last week, where they told the kid that was starting at running back that he was starting on Friday, and then they didn't reveal how they weren't going to play Christian McCaffrey until inactives came out? And then the kid said he was told on Friday, and then Shanahan claimed that that wasn't true. He wasn't told. Like, the kid would have lied about it. Like, why are we doing all this? Just tell the truth, man. Is there enough of an advantage to this that this is worth doing? Is the juice worth the squeeze here?
The coaches obviously think it is. So they're going to keep doing it, and to go back to your Tannehill, here's the deal. You don't want to look like you're out hunting for a quarterback.
Correct.
Unless that quarterback is interested in joining your hunting camp.
Correct.
So if he's not interested in joining your hunting camp, you never asked him to come to your hunting camp.
Even
though
you did.
And if he does have interest in coming to your hunting camp, all right, yeah, we're always looking. So that's how this works. You know that, Jason. They don't care. They want Malik Willis to be confident, but they also understand that he understands we're going to do what we think is best for the football team. It's not like they have a 15-year relationship with Malik Willis and really care if they hurt his feelings. They understand we just got you here 2 weeks ago. So all of that is just nonsense. If Ryan Tannehill was interested in coming in and helping this team for 3 or 4 weeks and playing on an incentive deal, I do believe they would have had him come in. They would have went through that process. He obviously said, no, I'm not interested. So they moved on, and they tried to squash it. Well, in today's media landscape, there's not a lot of squashing. Now, the question I have, and this is what I really wanted to hit on, and I know we got Evan coming up, but with all of this gambling money that is being taken in, and I saw the running back. What was the running back's name for San Fran that replaced McCaffrey?
Mason
something?
George John Mason. Welcome to the Rock.
You're telling me all of these different companies, and I'm not going to name any, that have projections and things like that. Mm-hmm. You don't think that they're probably a little irritated that they're paying all this money and gambling is a huge part of the NFL's business model, there is going to be a mandate, I do declare. They're going to have to start making these declarations on Friday beforehand, because you can't have what happened. Why this is a big deal is on Monday, there are a lot of people that got their lunch eaten because old boy was going to start, and he was only supposed to get 13 yards rushing. Well, that was as a second or third back under McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm. Well,
obviously, when that changed, lunch was eaten. I don't think those companies appreciate their lunch getting eaten like that. So you cannot have it both ways. You will have to make a determination. I am going to allow coaches and organizations to subterfuge things, or we're not going to take gambling money. It's going to be one or the other. You're not going to be allowed to do both. You're starting to see it already, and I'm guessing when you're talking about a Jordan Love or a Joe Burrow or these players that move lines, you really think that if Jordan Love was starting this week, that the Colts are going to be favored? You really believe that?
I don't.
So something's going to have to give here, people. I don't know what it's going to be that has to give, but I can assure you there's a lot of people that aren't happy about how that whole thing was played. And if Jordan Love does play, what are those things? How is that going to work? There's just – at some point, you're going to have to – the league is going to have to make a determination and say, we're not dealing with the subterfuge anymore. It's too important for our fans to have reliable information to get to project what is happening next Sunday, Monday, etc. It's not going to be good enough just to do it 20 minutes before the game.
Yeah.
That is going to have to happen as this thing continues to unfold.
The law of unintended consequences. They were very excited to take in all this gambling money and daily fantasy money and all that. And this is a great example of the choppy waters that they must negotiate when they do something like that.
You're going to see a monster fine be levied to the San Francisco 49ers. Believe that. And now the Packers are going to see how this shakes out, and it's going to be, all right, how much do we want to fool the Indianapolis Colts, and how much do we not want to piss off the league?
So do you think
that's where this is coming?
All right, I want to get to Evan on time, or on time-ish. Do you think they rule Jordan Love out tomorrow when the injury report comes out?
Going to be a battle line here between subterfuge and the league.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying.
The league usually, let me tell you something, the league usually wins. The Packers did not want to go to Brazil. What ended up happening?
They went to Brazil.
So it's a slippery slope. That's why a lot of prior commissioners did not go down this road. And in football, with injuries being so prevalent, it makes it even more difficult. So I think you'll probably get a happy medium, and you'll hear it on Saturday that he is not going to play. That I don't think they'll do it right away. I think it'll be a Saturday deal. That somebody
list him as doubtful.
I don't think they do that anymore, do they?
They do. It's doubtful, questionable, or out are the three options now. There is no probable.
Can you do a highly doubtful?
I strenuously object. Well, then I should pause to reconsider. What you should consider is swinging by Steinhoffel's this week, because Steinhoffel's is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. I love that they're doing this. They did this last year as well. It's one of the really cool things that they do to help our community and help a great cause. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal. Now, how many did old Narvi, as Tausch calls him, make?
Two.
He made two, and he missed one, and then he made his extra points, right? Those don't count.
I do declare.
Field goals, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffel's is donating $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. So they've already got $2,000 donated from last Friday's game with Narvi making a pair. So it would be great if there was one of those games where the kicker kicks like seven field goals and you win 21-7. Well, that would mean $7,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. It's a great cause. They'll be doing it all season long. So make sure you check out their mattresses as well, because if you test rest some mattresses, they also help out Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934. It's 100% employee-owned, and it is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town, I just might be the one who finally burns it down. I'm throwing caution.
You hear him every weekday across ESPN Wisconsin and across ESPN Radio, and you see him on TV with his makeup and his painted hair. From Unsportsmanlike, it is Evan Cohen on Wildy and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
I am on Wisconsin. I am literally about to get into the car, go to the airport, and come to Wisconsin. I cannot wait.
I know. We're going to talk about that. We look forward to that. But Tausch just brought up something that I want to get your thoughts on, because I thought he knocked it out of the park on this point, and that is the...
What did I give him that he said to you, Jason?
I'm sure he heard it first on Unsportsmanlike. I didn't want to come out and say that, but be that as it may. Or maybe he heard it on Get Up or Greeny, somewhere other than Independent Thought. But...
Naturally.
You got this situation with the Packers pretending, air quotes, because maybe they're serious, I can't say for certain, that Jordan Love's going to play this week, or could play this week. The door is pretty open for him to play this week. And then you have the situation from Monday Night Football, where Christian McCaffrey was a surprise inactive, but apparently not a surprise inactive to Jordan Mason, who admitted he was told on Friday he was going to be starting against the Jets. And then you got Kyle Shanahan saying, well, no, that's not accurate. Well, why would the kid lie about it? Tausch brought this up, and he's right. Does this not have to change now that the NFL has all these extensive daily fantasy and betting partnerships with their league, that kind of information, you can no longer play the subterfuge game in the NFL or the NFL's going to be ticked? Is Tausch right about that?
Well, it's been like this forever, so I don't think it's like some original great point by Tausch. I think it's just echoing what everyone has said for a long period of time, and Tausch is just like making it.
I've never heard anyone bring this up.
So
I've never heard this on Unsportsmanlike.
Really?
Never. Nope.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask you a question. The Tuesday injury report.
Can you answer this
one
first?
If a league cares about player safety, well, say it again.
Your friendship is fascinating.
Can you answer this question first, or do you have to ask a question before you'll answer, like Jason does?
Okay. So, Jason is right in what Tausch said. So that is correct. Obviously, because of the gambling, it's a no-brainer that that's why they care about this. It's not having anything to do with when Kyle Shanahan knew versus when someone else knew. It's all about the gambling aspect. It's also, by the way, why Bill Belichick used to put everyone on the injury list every single week, because you couldn't call him out afterwards for saying that, oh, well, so-and-so was injured and you didn't tell us. Like,
right.
Literally, like, oh, this guy has a blister. He's on the injury report, right? So that's part one. Did one of you want to speak? And if it's Tausch, then I'll keep going. If it's Jason, go ahead.
Keep going. Keep going.
Okay, so the second part is, someone needs to explain to me then, because this is the most obvious part of this, why the injury report for the last however many years has existed. Because why are we providing target practice to the defense or the offense? Do you think that Tausch ever wanted someone to know his injury prior to a game? Like, are you kidding me? Like, oh, the right tackle's got a shoulder issue. Well, why would he want anyone to know that? But the reason the league did that was very obvious.
Yeah.
And that's simply because of the fact that it's for gambling. Even before it was for gambling that we knew, it was always for gambling.
Agreed.
Yeah, I just think we're getting to the point, because Jason is talking, he, not as a journalist, not as an analyst, he's just saying Jordan Love ain't playing. That's his belief. And Matt LaFleur says the door is open, and with all of the different avenues of, you know, ways to gamble now, what happened on Monday, I am fairly certain some of these companies were not pleased when they set their projections and whoop, old boy went way through it because he knew on Friday he wasn't going to play. The league is not going to continue. I think they are going to be very punitive with San Francisco. And at some point, the league is going to have to say, all right, I don't mind. I understand gamesmanship and not letting guys know who's playing, so you have to prepare more and waste your practice time on something that's not going to happen. But this is now more important than that. This is where your focus needs to be. You'll have to adjust and make that happen. That's what I do believe is going to happen.
So can you guys walk me through what the right move is here with Jordan Love and the Packers?
Yeah, if he's not going to play, just say, you know what, we're not going to subterfuge you. He's not playing.
Jason?
Here's my issue with the subterfuge. I don't think it's fooling anyone. Like, in my opinion, if you wanted to try and keep the Colts guessing, because they're not the same type of quarterback, I would have made them do more film study of Malik Willis versus Sean Clifford. And I know Sean Clifford is not Patrick Mahomes here, but there are differences between the two candidates to start in Jordan Love's place. If you want to play this game in the second, and even that I think is a little bit of a push, but the third week of Jordan Love being injured, I think he's going to miss at least this game and next game. That's my opinion. And the fact that they're playing this game, I think, is a waste of time. If they really wanted to try and confuse the Colts, because the Colts aren't buying this. I know that. So if you're trying to keep the Colts confused, then play the Sean Clifford card, which I know is not intimidating, but at least that one's a little more believable than what they're doing. That's where I stand.
What do you mean play the Sean Clifford card? You're saying to act like he's starting versus Malik Willis?
Act like we haven't decided who's going to start. We're going to go through the week. Sean's been in the system longer, so we feel good about how his grasp of what we want to do. But Malik, we obviously traded for him because we think really highly of him. He's a really good athlete. We think he's going to be a good player for us. But he's only been here for 2.5 weeks. So we're going to give both of them some work with the ones, which would be the truth because that's what happened yesterday. And then you could say, and we're going to decide at the end of the week who we're going to go with. Like, if you wanted to be deceptive, I would think that would be a more believable deception than Jordan Love's going to play 9 days after he sprained his MCL in Brazil.
All right, all fair. Can we get to the matter at hand now?
That you're coming to Wisconsin?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
All right. Jason, I don't know that you're ready for what's about to happen here. It has nothing to do with you, and you are completely innocent. But I don't know that you're ready for what's about to happen.
Oh, dear. Jeez, that's ominous. I thought it was just a change of pace that I had the opening topic for the show today. What is coming now?
Jason, Mark Tauscher, a man of dignity, a man of honor. Some have said maybe a man of fame, maybe a man of significance, or so we thought. Jason, I was asked about a month or so ago by ESPN Radio to make an appearance in Madison, Wisconsin. You didn't have to tell me when and where or any part of that. I said yes, no matter what. Now, it just so happened that it was for the Wisconsin-Alabama weekend. What an honor that I'm going to be a part of the tailgate show that's going on right after Wisconsin College Game Day on ESPN Wisconsin. Jonathan Zaslow and I are going to be on the air. In addition, there are events that I'm going to be a part of all weekend, and what an amazing honor for me. As a UW-Madison grad, class of 02, the month is debatable. Is it May or July? I could get into that at a different time. Nonetheless, class of 02, to come back to a place I love, the state of Wisconsin.
The Vegas of the Midwest.
The Vegas of the Midwest. To do a show from ESPN Milwaukee Friday morning, to do shows Friday night and Saturday morning from Madison, Wisconsin, heard all over the country, and truly represent the 414, the 920, and the 608. And I asked very little of other people in this, and I asked somebody I've known for a very long time, one Mark Tauscher.
Oh, boy.
Simply do one thing. I said, Tausch, you know, wouldn't it be
just
nice
wait.
If we had
really? Kids? Just one thing? Really? Just one thing. Okay,
Excuse me. Thank you. I said, Tausch, you know my favorite restaurant in Madison is the Tornado Room.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, Tausch, let's do Friday night. They said, perfect. Done. said, what's the crew? I said, LePay's in, I'm in, Tausch is in, some other stragglers I've tried to get in the mix, but it's just mainly the three of us. So, and Tausch said, all good. I said, great. Well, last week I called Tausch. I said, we good to go for Friday night? He said, no, I'm not making the reservation. I said, what do you mean you're not making the reservation? You played 10 years for the Badgers, you're on Wilby and Tausch, and you're on the Badger broadcast, and it's in Madison. He goes, no, they've been packed for months. I'm not calling. I said, excuse me? He said, I refuse to call. I said, you're Mark Tauscher. Even if they've been booked for months, you're Tausch. He said, I won't do it. I said, you're refusing to call Tornado to make a reservation. He said, I'm refusing. We'll go somewhere else. I said, Tausch, one restaurant I love, please, I'm asking you nicely. He said, I will not do it. He said, well, we have a problem. I hung up on him. He said, all right, let me call. I'm sure they have reservations. I called Tornado. They almost laughed at me, the concept of getting a reservation on a Friday night, Alabama weekend. They said, I'm sorry, we're booked. I didn't do the name drop, LePay, Tausch, myself. I just said, you know what? Fine. Called Tausch back. He said, well, we'll go somewhere else. I said, absolutely not. I am here, and I refuse to go anywhere else. Not that there aren't other good restaurants. There are, but I was very dead set on this. Just so happened, a person, let's just call this person Curly, for argument's sake, happened to email me. He said, you know, I know the owners of Tornado. I was talking about it on national radio. He said, if you guys need anything, let me know. I said, oh, boy, this is interesting. I have not met this man in person. We have never communicated on the phone. I wouldn't recognize him if he walked in the room, and he probably wouldn't recognize me if he walked in the room, but he got my information. He knows I work for ESPN, and he heard me talking about a place that is near and dear to his heart. So I said, I got to do something I don't like to do. I have to ask somebody for something that I don't know. Well, I asked Curly for a reservation. He got us a reservation for four people. I said thank you to him. Oh, wait. There's more. I did a name drop in that email. I said, oh, you know, I was supposed to go to dinner with Tauscher and LePay, but no reservation. He made the reservation, and he did what any logical, sensical person would do in response to me, which is, boy, I can't believe I had to make this reservation for you, and you guys couldn't do this yourself. And that moment, Jason, I felt like an absolute moron. And I also felt like one Mark Tauscher, who claims to be the biggest name in the state, has absolutely no pull in the state of Wisconsin. No claim.
Well,
an absolute joke of a performance by Tausch not calling Tornado. Follow-up question.
Snap.
Go ahead.
Well, here's the only question I have. I mean, first of all, maybe he does have pull. Maybe he does have that name cachet. But his unwillingness to even try is a huge slap in the face to you.
Yes, it is. And LePay. Don't forget LePay, voice of the Badgers. You know, let's just call it what it is. It is a disgraceful performance. That's what that was.
Yeah,
that's back in the day losing to Cincinnati and Northwestern at home. That's what that was by Tausch.
Yeah, I think there's only one thing to do.
You were on those teams, I think, Tausch.
I think there's only one thing to do.
Cincinnati for sure. Never lost to Northwestern. But, yeah, Cincinnati.
I think there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Give away his seat at the table.
Oh.
Well, that's interesting.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Wow.
You know, I did have a fifth. I did have a fifth. There is someone that I said to me, can I get in? And I said, I'm not going to go back to the drawing board and ask Curly for a fifth spot at the table. I will not do that. So I said, you could show up with us and see how it goes. But are you suggesting, Jason Wilde?
Oh, I'm suggesting.
Gets bumped?
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know, if he does get bumped, I want to point out one other thing. You know what Tausch had me do, which I did help him pull off? He said, I want to go to the dinner. I refuse to make the reservation. I'm on ESPN Radio that night, so can you get me off of the show early? So Tausch is actually leaving the show early to go to the dinner that he refused to call for.
This is multi-layered.
Sounds like a pretty good deal for OT on this whole thing. That's what it sounds like.
Tausch, let me ask
you a
question.
Okay, so...
Hold on.
If I may.
Yeah, okay.
So, Mr. National Radio Star over here, his hit show, he's over a year in now, it's been great, blah, 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 blah. He's a Wisconsin alum. He wants to go to Tornado. He calls me about 3 weeks ago. Not 2 months, not 6 months. Two or 3 weeks ago. Yeah, hold up. I'll let Evan rebut. About 3 weeks ago, and he said, hey, I'm coming in for, you know, a bunch of stuff that we got going on. I really want to go to Tornado. You think you and LePay can come and eat, have dinner? I said, I'm sure we'd love it. It sounds great. He sends out a text. Then he sends me a side text, hey, can you get us into Tornado? And I said, well, you know what? It's Alabama week. There's a lot going on. I doubt we're going to be able to get into Tornado. Well, then he says, well, I got an email from Curly, and he can probably help us out. And I said, oh, that's awesome. Then we don't have to go through a bunch of hoops because you already have a great in with Curly. So then he flips this on me like I'm some, you know, latcher on that I'm not doing anything, blah, blah, blah. And now he does this. So you tell me that I'm in the wrong on this, Jason. You're going to tell me I'm in the wrong when Evan has the hookup from Curly right there in his inbox, and he decides he wants to put it on LePay and I to do it.
No, yeah, I never Ian's put it on LePay.
Man of the people. I'm not going to drop it.
I never put it on LePay.
I never asked LePay. I'm not putting it on LePay. That's not fair. Here's the question.
Well, you already did. You called him out. You just called LePay out on our airwaves.
How did I call LePay out?
Jason, did he not just call LePay out?
No, Jason. And you know what? The entire Wilde and Tosh audience. Who should have more pull at a restaurant in Madison, me or Tosh?
Tosh. Not even close.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that.
I don't understand.
Evan, there's the caveat. You have an email in your inbox from Curly that said he'll take care of you at Tornado.
I don't know him.
That's the beauty of it.
No,
that's the beauty of it.
No.
That's how you and I look at things differently. You guys look. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
We had a guy call in about a charter salmon fishing trip. I went and did that, had a great time. I didn't know old boy when I went down there. We had a great time. I want to get a hold of my guy, and I think Jesse was off, shockingly, the day that the trout fisherman wants to take us trouting. I want to go do that. I'm going to hit him up. I have no problem doing that at all.
All right. Since I've been put in the position of arbiter,
yeah,
I'm going to be very clear on this. Tosh, it's great that Evan had the failsafe of Curly, which is, changing the name to protect the innocent? Is that what we're doing here?
Protected Curly, yes.
So whoever this Curly character is, you, Mark Tauscher, as someone who, by the way, repeatedly violates his own rule on this show by giving free advertising to the Tornado Room. You got after us for talking about a guy who's got a website about custard.
This is Evan. Evan did this. So
no, you talk about Tornado Room all the time, too.
I do love the Tornado. I do. It's a great place.
The fact is you should have called and seen if you could get the reservation. And then if they say no, I'm sorry, Mr. Tauscher, we appreciate that you talk about us in such a
positive way on your radio show.
Let the judge finish.
I know, but okay, finish. I'll write this down. Go finish up.
You make the call. They say, I'm sorry, Mr. Tauscher, you're a valued member of our Tornado Room family. We would love to have you at another time, but we just can't accommodate you because it's Alabama. We got Nick Saban coming in, whatever. Then you go to Evan and you say, hey, we're going to need Curly. I don't have enough juice.
Wow. You really think I want to go to Evan and say I don't have the juice? You think this is bad?
You basically
admitted that you know
you don't have the juice by not even calling
in.
Wow. I think you figured it out.
Don't have the juice to do a full 3-hour show on Friday night either.
Wait a second. I think Jason just figured it out. See, this is why you're a good reporter, Wildy. I think Tosh knows he doesn't have the juice, and it's embarrassing then to go back to friends and say, sorry, I couldn't pull it off. It was a preemptive lack of juice strike. And by the way, let me add one other thing now that I'm thinking about it. Jesse, are you available Friday night, Jesse?
I am plenty available, yeah. I'd love for a little
Yeah,
father
there's probably a reason.
LePage.
There's probably a reason for that. There's probably a reason for that, Jesse. Okay, now, back to the matter of... So, where are we at? We're all in agreement. This is Tausch's fault, and Tausch is protecting himself because he has no tooth. I have to utilize Curly for the reservation, and that Jason believes I should give Tausch's spot at the dinner to someone else.
No doubt. Yep. 100%.
That seems like that's where we're at. Yep.
Yeah.
You know what the Saturday
Evan,
is?
I'll respect your decision either way. If you bump me, I totally understand. I'm completely fine.
Jason, you know what the sad thing is, Jason? I have been to Tornado with Tausch many times.
You're not going to bump him, by the way.
No, but Jason, listen to this. This makes it even worse. I've been to Tornado with Tausch many of times, and we've been with other former athletes, like named people, right? Like we were with other former Packers as well, and their random friends for some reason. Tausch is so known in that place. He walked into a nice steakhouse with shorts, a hat, and a fleece. And they, like, wine and dine him. When everybody else is dressed nicely, he's dressed like he just got done with a workout driving over to pickleball or something. And they think he's a god. And yet he refused.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
all right, thanks, Evan. We'll maybe or maybe not see you on Friday.
All right. See you guys.
See you Friday, Evan.
As someone who's never been to Tornado Room, this is a great conversation, and boy, it sure sounds fun. We look forward to you reporting back on Monday. This is like tomorrow night, right? Like, he's on his way to the airport now.
It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
To figure that out.
Yep. You're, this is a great opportunity after I admitted publicly that I was wrong about Keyshawn Nixon. It's funny how this all comes full circle. Will you admit that it was wrong of you not to at least make the effort to call over there yourself before going to the Curly bucket?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I'm not in the wrong at all on this.
You are in the wrong if you drink a different beer than Coors Light.
That I can agree with you on. Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill in all those mountains. Make sure when I'm out having a great dinner tomorrow night with my good buddy Evan, I will make sure.
At Chipotle.
Cold activated bottles and cans will be blue. That's when I know it will be chilled to perfection. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I know we like timely TV and movie references, so I want Tausch to be like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places, where the two rich old guys and Eddie Murphy are eating inside the restaurant, and he's down on his luck after losing his job, and he's standing outside the restaurant looking in, watching them having a great time. I want you to be standing outside the Tornado Room like that, thinking, I could have been in there if I'd have just made the effort to call, and instead he gave away my seat. But we know he's not going to do that because he's your friend. So enjoy the Tornado Room tomorrow night. you would think that the 9 o'clock hour of the show was over, but it's not. We've got one more segment to go, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. It's a beautiful.
Curly, book it for you. Jesse, is there a reaction on the talk and text line to this situation?
Yeah. Jerry Odd in Canton, Ohio. Safe to assume the 565 Analytics holiday party will not be at the Tornado Room this year if Old T's in charge of planning that for his group. That was one of the texts that came through. Here's another one from Dale in Reedsburg. Tausch thought he may not have the juice, so he chose to squeeze the juice from the low-hanging fruit of Mr. Curly. Is that an accurate representation of the situation, Old T?
No, it's not. But I don't mind that that's how Dale feels. That's okay.
I just don't understand what the harm was to call.
You do understand. You just don't.
I don't.
You don't think like I think. And that's fine. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Then help us understand, because I don't understand.
If someone has an in to go to a place that they want to go to, you should use that in. You shouldn't have to rely on other people if you don't have to. That was my point. This wasn't about old T. This is about Evco. That's what this was about.
No. You're using a favor from a guy you don't even know.
That's the beauty of it.
It's not the beauty of it. Now you
guys look at things differently.
If I'm Curly, I'm coming back, and I want old T to get me two tickets to Packers 49ers in November. You ready to do that for old Curly?
Did I ask old Curly for anything? I didn't.
Adam,
you're a beneficiary.
Adam and Madison is on old T's side. Shameful that Evan wants humble old T to throw his name around for him.
So I think, and thank you, Adam. I don't feel overly comfortable, and you guys know this about booking guests. I'm not going to ask guests like five or six times a year. It's uncomfortable to do. So that's why it's nice when you have a producer that will book a guest once in a while. You know, unfortunately, that's not the case here. But in this instance, I don't want to have to go and say, how arrogant is it to say, hey, Tornado, it's old T, can you get me in? I don't like that. I'll give you credit. Yeah, that's
true. So just admit it, that you don't like it, that you didn't want to have to do it.
I don't like doing that.
So you were prepared to eat somewhere else.
I would have done it had I needed to. I would have. I knew with Evco having Curly's email that I didn't need to do it. And I knew how badly Oakley wanted to go there.
You are honestly saying that if there was no Curly, who I'm wondering if this is Barry Alvarez or who this is. If there was no Curly, you would have called. You're saying 100%, if there was no Curly, you would have called.
Yes.
100%.
I'm not Homer, but I would put it in the 90s. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Matt in West Bend is moving up the text charts, I tell you.
He's doing a nice job.
This explains why my reservations at the Tornado were canceled. Pretty good.
You know what I always, whenever I think of that, whenever I think of, you know, what this all just played itself out, I think to Goodfellas, when old boy just comes in, he goes in the back door, and they bring a table, and the waiter's got chairs. That's juice. When they make their own table and bring the chairs out and set it down and find a spot in the restaurant to put it down, that is juice.
Mm. Well, we'll never know if you have it or not because you wouldn't even make the call. You did make the call once upon a time to Kohler Services, and now you have a beautiful bathroom to show for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you need a bath or shower remodel, it's a simple call. Turn to Kohler Services. Family-owned business for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, get $1,000 off and zero interest for 12 months on your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Not that you'd know it from listening to this show, other than a cursory mention while we were discussing the Tornado Room restaurant plans. The Badgers play Alabama on Saturday. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour with the Badgers radio color analyst, Mark Tauscher, giving us some insight into that matchup. We'll do that in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.